Our Lord once again appeared to those associated with the disciples of Emmaus and pointed out the nature of the resurrection. It does not involve a ghost. It does not involve a spirit, simple, but a real man, body and soul, reassembled, if you wish to use that word, in such wise as to effectively make it possible for people to think once again about the forgiveness for their sins and live for a life which is everlasting. The miracles that our Lord worked in those 40 days after his resurrection are signs, indications of possibility, doing penance, of leading a holy life in view of a still nobler form of life awaiting us in heaven. Let us meditate upon these points, the wonderful joy that was brought for the cure of the lame man in the temple, and so many others, but also recognize that the signs as such are not necessary to each of us in order to be inspired to walk faithfully in the footsteps of Jesus and look forward to that day when we will share in the full resurrection of the body and soul in heaven, because we have been faithful to him, believed him and placed all our hope in him and sought to serve him in all that we do. Praise be Jesus and Mary.